For today's Geo Quiz, picture a golden Buddha sitting atop a mountain of copper. We're looking for one of the largest underground copper deposits in the world. It's in an eastern province of Afghanistan called Logar. A Chinese company has purchased the right to mine the site, and cash-strapped Afghanistan stands to reap billions of dollars in revenue from the deal. But there's a hitch. There's an ancient Buddhist monastery there, and the site is full of centuries-old Buddha statues and artifacts. Mining operations threaten all of them, and archaeologists are scrambling to save what they can. So, name the site where ancient Buddhas may soon be destroyed by a copper mine that's set to start operations in December. So, we're going to go straight to the answer. Brent Huffman is a filmmaker who's been traveling to Afghanistan to document what's happening at the site. Tell us the name of this important archaeological site.
So the site is called Mais Einak. The first thing maybe you'll notice about the site, if you could travel there, is its size. It's a monastery complex. It's got over 400 life-size or bigger Buddha statues. Archaeologists tell me there's manuscripts actually within the monasteries still sort of buried inside. Most of the relics, the structures, the Buddha statues are too fragile to be moved. So all of this is going to be, you know, destroyed.
When does this site date back to?
Thousands of years. The Buddhist site is about 2,600 years old. But archaeologists have also found ancient copper smelters at the site that date back 5,000 years. The archaeologists have only picked up sort of the first remnants from the Bronze Age.
Now, we're going to share some photos online at theworld.org that you've passed along to us. Pick one, if you would, and describe what we're looking at.
So one of the objects found at Mais Einak that archaeologists have gotten really excited about around the world is a Buddhist stele. I think it's made out of schist, this ancient sort of Buddha statue. According to experts, it depicts a pre-Buddhism scene where you have the Buddha before he became the Buddha right next to a younger monk. And in the younger monk's hands is this human skull. And it's a very strange statue. There's a buzz about this statue, and people are really excited about it.
This is really an incredible story, because what's happening here is the need to preserve these relics, the Buddhist relics, is crashing up against Afghanistan's need to support itself. And one of the ways that it can support itself is with minerals. You understand the dilemma here, right?
Yes. And so my issue with copper as a resource, it's $100 billion worth of copper, right, which is hard for any relics to fight against that kind of money. So in theory, it would bring in jobs. It would bring in revenue for the government. But in reality, the country is so corrupt. The ministries, the Afghan ministries, are so corrupt. I mean, it's really impossible for the money to go anywhere other than corrupt officials' pockets right away. And then the money sort of disappears out of the country.
$100 billion will just vanish, you think?
It won't be $100 billion all at once. You know, it's mm-hmm. going to be incremental payments to the Afghan government. It's my personal opinion, my fear that all that money will disappear. The other issue is jobs. And unfortunately, Chinese companies sort of set this precedent that they bring in their own managers and workers from China. So the only jobs Afghans will get from this will be, slave labor type jobs.
So are these incredible Buddhist relics just doomed? I mean, the mining operation is scheduled to begin relatively soon, right?
Mining experts that I've talked to say that the Chinese company can't start mining right away. But they have set this deadline in December that they will force archaeologists off of the site and bring in bulldozers, start the first early stages.
Is it possible for the mining operation to work around the Buddhist site?
As far as I know, no. Actually, it's ironic, but the Buddhists were actually mining the copper too. So the Buddhists are there for the copper as well, and they were using the copper to make artifacts and to sell. So the Buddhist site is literally on top of this copper, the heart of the copper deposit.
Can anything be saved? I mean, can they move the Buddhas away or carry some of the structures to somewhere else?
They've tried. They've proposed actually using a helicopter to kind of airlift some of the artifacts out, but they're so fragile. These structures, would just crumble and turn to dust if they tried to move them. And also the area in Logar province is so dangerous. There's a Taliban presence, and certainly they would shoot down a helicopter. They have been able to remove small, you know, handheld relics out of Mey Sinai, and they're currently holding it at the National Museum in Kabul.
As a Westerner looking, you come down on the side of cultural heritage. I wonder, though, what the locals say about this. Are they for the antiquities, or are they for the money coming in from mining?
So the locals in Logar are actually attacking the mine. So recently, they have been firing rockets into the MCC compound. They've actually attacked the archaeology site, firing rockets, and they will place landmines on the road overnight. The reason is the Buddhist city is enormous, but the copper deposit is also enormous. And MCC, the Chinese company, is going to have to destroy the Buddhist city, but they're also going to have to destroy 500-year-old or older villages in Logar province. And that's already happened. They've actually already forced 5 of the villages to move. And I think that process was handled so badly by MCC and the government. So right now you've got extremely angry people fighting back against the mine.
Brent, you're putting together a movie about this, right?
Yes, I'm returning to the site once again in December, so next month, to hopefully not be documented at the end of the site. But if that is the case, you know, I will be sort of bearing witness to the end of this ancient city, sadly.
Brent Huffman teaches journalism at Northwestern University in Chicago. He's been telling us about the Golden Buddhas and the copper deposit in Mey Sinai, Afghanistan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.